We are
on. It's 8:30 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote.
Matt. I was absent.
Oh, okay, Matt was absent. Six in favor with Bauman abstaining. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. Six in favor with Bauman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is just for equalization at this time. We'll have in the regular board meeting, then we'll have also comments available for the public. Seeing none, Patty.
I don't really have anything for you. Working on tax rates and things like that as soon as they're coming in, so unless anybody has any questions for me, been kind of quiet for a little bit.
People are probably still in shock.
No, they haven't got their tax yet, then they'll be in shock again.
Yeah.
This is kind of a quiet time. I mean, we're doing levies and things like that, final levy allocation.
Any reaction from the public as they're looking at sales? Prices seem to be going down on property, which
it's
is going
stabilizing.
To have an effect on us.
My statistics look a lot better this year as far as being in the acceptable range. So we go through now and we verify sales and do things like that. We do have two Turk filings from Lenhart. So those will be coming up, but they usually don't schedule those till a year later or so. So we did get two from him. So.
Two? Mm-hmm.
That's all I know at this point for Gage County. So,
Patty, somebody asked me a question the other day. I didn't have a good answer for him.
Okay.
When we have sales, you include all the sales, and then you go through and you look at them, and some with family or whatever you don't use and stuff. There have been some no sales. They've been an auction or whatever, and they says, why doesn't the state use those though? Because that was a final bid, even though it wasn't a sale. And I says, I don't know, Patty would know, but I'm assuming the state doesn't have guidelines for that.
Oh, there's nothing that indicates. I mean, generally what that says is that that person did not want to sell it for the price that was placed on it.
But their argument,
basically
it's not my argument. Their argument was that was a public auction. Anybody had an opportunity to be there, and that was what the final bid was for that. So now why doesn't that kind of constitute somewhat of a price?
Because it didn't sell. I mean, there's no information that indicates to me it's that that person wasn't willing. I assume that's what's going on. That person was not willing to let it go.
I'm explaining it wrong. That person wasn't willing to sell.
Right.
But as far as the public's concerned, that's what the market was then for that price that anybody was willing to pay. and this isn't my argument. This is questions people ask me.
You just don't have anything on paper, though, that would indicate that. I mean, I think that's a good example of what's happening in the market. Right. But I don't know unless you have something concrete that says, you know, that person that's selling it is saying it's worth more. The guy that's bidding on it is saying, no, I'm running a little scared now because of prices of, you know, everything. So that's a good discussion point, I suppose. I'm really kind of getting a little more active because I'm an officer in a Southeast District meeting. So we have the department come now at almost all of our monthly meetings and give us an hour of training. So last time, when we were at Mahoney, we had the sales file. We studied about that. And so that might be it. You know, I could sure bring that up. The only thing is, there again, we send everything to Lincoln with a sale price, you know, what was involved. We really don't have anything there other than, you know, somebody's not willing to let go of their land. So what that person is saying is, I think it's worth more. Other people are saying, well, we're not going to pay that for it.
It doesn't establish a thing if you have no transaction. You have absolutely nothing established. What you want, what you get, it's not. There's nothing there.
You might have me that comes in and makes an offer, doesn't mean it's a good offer for the seller.
I don't argue that a bit, and I'm not trying to argue the other side. This person that I visited with, their point was that was a public auction, and that day anybody had the opportunity to bid whatever.
I think what that's
but
showing.
But they didn't.
What that's
well, no,
showing is,
they did. They bid whatever. The seller did not think that was a high enough price. Now, their argument was that day that's what the market was.
That's probably absolutely true. That's the best indicator of what the actual real-time market is. But I don't think she can use that. But I think no, that's really true.
I agree with Patty. You can't use that, but
that's
that
the
was
best
their
real
argument.
Time. Every time there's an auction, that's probably your best real-time that day price. And, I mean, I would think people would be watching that.
I think what it does for Patty and for the assessor's office is it kind of gives you a little bit of a direction, maybe of the direction of the market, not so
right.
much. I agree. You can't use it because it wasn't a transaction like Jenny said.
Because what the state does is they're a measuring tool. So what happens is everything that I send into Lincoln gets measured as a ratio. So I was kind of thinking about this the other day. If you're on this side of the road and you've paid $4,000 for ground, you're on this side of the road, you paid $3,000, in the middle paid $3,500, then we're saying between those two sales, we're using the median level of value, we're $3,500. You know, we talked about that because there's differences between averaging things and then median level of value. Now, somewhere between four and three, if it's exact ground, somebody decided that somebody wanted it more, so paid four and maybe had the ability to. The one over here said, no, I'm going to be conservative and pay three, and that person took it. But then somebody, right, you know, that's how they measure. So you wouldn't have any paperwork or anything to send other than you could say, hey, I think that the trending is going. This is where we get back to we need an overhaul of tax.
Yes.
We need complete overhaul. And I'm talking for everybody, so we don't talk about shifts. You know, we say, oh, we're going to take that median level value down or that percentage down to 60, 65, is that where they had it? Remember when we talked about.
Somebody proposed
At one
that.
Point it was 80, then it went to 75, and, you know.
No, years ago it was 50 at one time.
I don't remember that, but.
Yeah, and.
Years ago we had.
Nelson raised it. No, Tiemann, before Nelson. Somebody raised it.
When I was first in office, we had an assessed value and we had a actual value. And back then, we dealt with mills. When we say mill levy now, that's really not the appropriate term. It's a tax rate. A tax rate is per $100, but they still refer. Everybody still refers it to a levy. Years ago, these levies didn't look. You had an actual value, and you took a percentage and called it an assessed value. That's back in the 70s and 80s. And then it went, you know, at one point it was income-based, and then that went away. I think bottom line is you still need tax structure so that you're not shifting it to everybody but trying to make a fairer tax for everybody. And I don't think anybody has any answers.
No.
Or we would have come up with some things by now.
And I'm not trying to challenge
you.
I'm
not taking it
yeah.
that way. But
yeah.
I will bring that up at a meeting because, you know, we do have a lot of things that come up. In fact, another assessor's going to Turk on an irrigation just like I had last year, so she wanted to talk to me about my Turk case. So we share, you know, things, but. And I hope, I'm hoping, by looking at the statistics on ag land, they're a lot closer to the 60s than what they've been. You know, that 69 is the lowest I can go. I think the other day we ran some things, and it was 67 to 60, just about 67. And then we go in because some of those need to go into a residential side, possibly, because now they're acres. So there's a lot of things that we do. Plus, we have... We just need to really verify some of the sales, too. The thing that really is just really shocking me, though, is these acreage sales. I just cannot. There has to be blue sky with some of those. You know, the other day I had one that was, I think it was 150, and it sold for $277. And there's no way when I'm looking at it how I would even know how to get it to $277. I mean, I even know the place a little bit, so... It has to be there's, you know, blue sky for wanting to be in the country, I guess, or wanting to be in the, you know. And unfortunately, I can't throw that cell out, but it's an outlier because its ratio is going to be real crazy, you know. I don't know.
Terry.
Not change the subject. The final tax rate's been set for the school districts.
They won't be until Dawn gets all the budgets in. So she has the budgets by the 20th, and then I'll be setting them from...
Okay, I mean, that's about the only one that we don't have yet. Is that correct, most of the...
No, all of them will have to be reset. I mean,
right, but I mean, we had a preliminary one earlier.
That's, yeah.
But the school districts weren't in it. Okay, but they're going to be in it.
I have to set it by October 15th.
Okay.
Do you think you'll have an idea by the end of the month, like the 26th?
What the months are going to be?
Well, like Beatrice just passed their budget, I believe, wasn't it? It was in the paper. They just passed theirs. So some of them are passing theirs
now.
Yeah,
as soon as she gets, I think they're due in her office by the 20th, and then I go get them, and then I set them. So, and I don't know when our board meeting is in October. I have to have them set by the 15th. So.
We have one on the 12th.
But I would know some if anybody wanted some probably before then. But we always have to wait for valuations coming, or from tax rates coming across and value. Well, those would be here now. So, yeah. I would know before then probably on some of them.
Any more questions for Patty or for Board of Equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:42 on the clock.